The Call, Episode 3, by Michael Sutton.
The time is 6:45 and you're listening to Kiln FM with Sam Griffin at breakfast. Producer Harry's in the headphones, as usual, whispering sweet nothings into my lugholes for the next couple of hours. It's Wednesday, which means it's time to mention your midweek moments. Tell us what you're doing to shake off those Wednesday woes and heave yourselves over the midweek hump.
Jules, midweek, have you made it to Fenton yet?
10 minutes away.
Change of plan.
Are we sacking off that graffiti story? Oh, thank God for that. Can't take any more pensioners making me weak tea.
Oh, it's Sam's wife, Lou. Thinks there's something kicking off where she works.
Hardcastle cards? Is there a glitter shortage or something?
Secret deals. Possible sale, maybe merger. Word is there's an early meeting happening before the factory opens this morning, so workers are staging a demo outside.
Ooh, do you need me to sing?
No, I just need you to turn your moped around and whiz up to Bursland pronto.
Righto, boss. I'm on it.
All right, Mr. Hardcastle.
Morning, Jimmy. What the hell's this?
I asked them to move, but they're not having it. They've been here about half an hour. Any truth in what they're saying?
No time for questions, Jim. Lift the barrier for me.
Will do, Mr. H. Are you here to pick up your dad?
What?
Nice to see him. Been quite a while since he paid us a visit. He arrived about the same time as that lot. Said he needed something from the office. Is there a problem?
No, you're all right, Jim. I'll sort it. Dad, are you in there? Dad! Dad!
Oi, oi, Mark, gonna kick the door in. I think you and me need to have a little chat.
What about?
Dunna play silly beggars with me. You know full well what.
It's 7:10 a.m. on a Wednesday on Kiln FM, and producer Harry has joined me in the studio for midweek moments.
Hiya.
You ready for a moment or two?
Always.
Well, here we go then. Susan from Congleton says she's taking her mum to the chiropodist to sort out her bunions, and then they're off for a carvery.
Mm. Oh, there's nothing like quality family time.
Hey, quite a few people are going to see the new Hugh Jackman film. The present Mrs. Griffin wants me to take her. To be honest, I think she's got a bit of a thing for him.
Well, who hasn't?
I can't see it myself. If the weather's nice, I was hoping I might fob her off with a stroll round Westport Lake.
If you're trying to compete with you, you might have to go for more than a stroll.
Well, when I said stroll, I meant saunter.
Why don't you push the boat out and learn to dance? You can join Hayley from Abbey Hulton at her Latin and ballroom class. She says there's nothing like a well-executed botafogo to get you over the Wednesday hump.
Oh, right. What about you, Harry?
I've got a microwave meal for one. It's Pearson Ping for me tonight.
Now, how does that count as a midweek moment?
It's from Marks and Spencer's.
Oh, mate, we've got to get you on a dating show somehow.
I guess I'm a bit picky.
How picky?
Well, I certainly wouldn't be fobbed off with a stroll round Westport Lake.
Ooh.
What are you doing here, Dad?
I can come in if I want, can't I?
No, not really. Jim shouldn't have let you through.
And why not? People respected me.
Oh, don't I do this? Not today, Dad.
I should have brought breakfast, but I didn't think.
Dad!
I always liked this office. Lovely view.
Oh, yeah. You can see all the way to the back of Home Bargains. Dad, let me in. I need to get something.
Oh, yeah.
You get it, then. Pass it under the door. It's an art portfolio on top of the desk. Zipper thing with drawings in.
Isn't everything on computer nowadays? You're really going to do it, aren't you? Dave warned me, but I thought, no, he wouldn't do that to me.
What do you want about that?
Do you not think I talk to people? I play golf with Finance Dave. He told me about the meeting today.
Fine. So there's a meeting, but it's not here.
They're a nice company. From Cork.
Nice? People
people wanting to strip the assets of smaller businesses are never nice, Mark.
Please, calm down.
Let's find your bloody drawings, and then maybe I'll calm down.
Dad!
What's this? It's just a tree. Ash, maple, oak, birch, apple, orange, cherry. Why is it a tree?
Dad, did you say you haven't eaten?
There's no greeting. What's the tree celebrating?
They want to go with something more graphic. Something modern, dynamic, punchy.
Punchy? I'll give them punchy. People don't buy greetings cards for minimalistic art. They buy them for the pictures and a nice verse.
It's different now. People want an experience.
Experience? We're selling greetings cards, Mark, not whitewater rafting.
We are not selling anything, Dad. You pass the business to me, remember?
Because I wanted you to carry on its success.
What do you think I'm trying to do?
Reduce my life's work to a bloody art exhibition.
Your life's work? This is about my life, too. And I never wanted the damn company anyway.
And what would you have done without it, eh? I suppose you might have managed to finish uni.
Oh, yeah, go on, get a low blow in, Dad. That's what you do.
You're the one to talk about low, selling my company from under me.
Your company. That's it, isn't it? It was always about you. Never the family. Never me and Mum.
That's not true, Mark. I live for you and your mother.
Then why did she leave you, eh? Because of your selfishness. And because after 25 years, she'd had enough of Ardcastle Courts. Dad? Dad!
Kiln FM, sponsored by KMF, the complete manufacturing solution.
Oh, wake up with Kiln FM.
It's 7:45 and you're with Sam Griffin on Kiln FM. Coming up in the next half hour, we've got Brenda's breakfast.
Oh, crikey. The regular slotting. If it were any colder, there'd be brass monkeys advertising for welders.
Are you wearing your thermals?
I'll live. One of the protesters offered me a flask of lobby.
Many there?
30 or so. Quite a few placards.
Maybe read them out.
Will do.
All right, Jules, stand by. We'll be with you in about 10 minutes.
We've got the radio, boss. And weather. And all the best tunes to start your day. Here's Wham!
Let me take you to the place.
Hello, Kiln FM, Neil Harrison speaking.
Hello, Harry. It's Bev.
Please stop calling.
What if I told you I'm not going away?
This is harassment.
What are you going to do? Call the police?
I'm sure that won't be necessary.
You're a good friend of Sam. I can see that. You're right to protect him. In your shoes, I'd do the same.
I'm going to hang up now.
It's not what you think. I'm not what you think I am.
I have no opinion about you.
But you can help me. And you'll be helping Sam too.
I'm sorry, I have to go.
Don't hang up.
Oh my life! You look amazing! I'm Julie Hunter.
As in Jules from Kiln FM.
Are you two up for going on the show?
With Sam Griffin.
Any minute now.
And Harry, oh, he's such a nice fella. I do hope he can find it.
Hang on, going live any moment. Cheers, Sam. You join me outside Hardcastle Cards, where there's a gathering of protesters making lots of noise against the merger of Hardcastles with Irish illustration firm Harbour Graphics. Here with me now are two of the protesters. All right, ducks, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hey, Jules, I'm Danny and this is me nan herself.
We're from Mia.
I've got to talk you through the costumes, Sam, because they are something special. Danny is wearing a sort of sandwich board and on it's a picture of a snowman with some cotton wool buttons.
Bubbles.
And some googly eyes.
I'm a Christmas card.
And what about Nana Sylve? Is that a love heart on some chicken wire? And hearts painted on your cheeks?
Yeah, I'm a Valentine's card. I'd have gone with a sandwich board like our Danny, but I'm borderline knee replacement as it is.
How long have you worked at Hardcastle's, Danny?
I don't. I work at Tesco's and I do theatre makeup at Stoke College.
We've been hearing these rumours about a sale. Then yesterday I heard from Jen, who works in packaging, on WhatsApp that they were planning this protest.
I'd not protested before. Nan or has, though.
Yeah, I was there when Scargill visited Emmeath.
What would you say to any new potential owners, Danny?
Well, not that I know much of it, but I suppose I'd say that I just want to save me Nana's job and everyone's here.
I didn't think this would be how it ended. On the floor in my office.
My office?
Thank God your mother still keeps you stocked with bourbons.
I can't believe you didn't eat.
I was upset. I'm still upset.
But are you feeling better?
How is she?
Mum. Good. Really good, actually.
Who'd have thought? A mechanic. It's like one of them adult films, innit? Smarmy git.
Careful, I don't want to have to pick you up off the floor again.
I'm fine.
What would your doctor say?
My doctor's an idiot, and some things are worth the risk.
So, what, you expected to just barge in here and I'd say, oh, sorry, Dad, what was I thinking? Hardcastle Cards is not for sale.
Well, yeah.
Then maybe you don't know me as well as you think.
You're a Hardcastle. What else do I need to know? Your birthright is over a century of greetings, warmest wishes, happy birthdays, and you want to cast it all to the winds.
It'll still be Hardcastles.
But without one at the helm.
Did it ever occur to you that I'm different? I can't do what you did. Small talk, targets, bloody spreadsheets.
What can you do then? What do you want to do?
I don't know.
You're selling the company and you don't know what you want to do instead?
Actually, I do know. I'm going to do nothing. Just for a while. Spend time at home. Play with the kids. Have a think. You hear too many stories, Dad, of men my age who get so low, so locked in, that they can't see any way out. I'm not going to be one of them.
Bloody hell, son. I had no idea. Why didn't you ask me for help?
Are you kidding?
I could have come back, helped with the business.
I didn't need a business partner. I needed a father. That's why I didn't come to you.
What do you mean? I always provided for you, didn't I?
All you cared about was this company. If you treated me more like a son and less like an heir, things might have been different.
You sound like your mother. You never learn to think for yourself.
Why can't you admit you weren't good enough? Not for me or Mum. She only stuck it out as long as she did because you were out of the house most of the time. I'm glad she's finally got someone who appreciates her.
Right. Well, that's told me.
I'm not doing this to hurt you, Dad. But I have to make a change. Before it's too late.
And what about all the workers? People will lose their jobs.
That's not the deal. And I can't guarantee there won't be losses in the future, whoever runs the business. These people aren't sharks. They like the brand. They want the company to carry on. Why don't you come and meet them?
No.
Okay. Then let me take you to get your blood sugar checked.
I don't need the doctors.
I'm taking you to the walk-in at Hayward.
Won't you miss your meeting?
After 101 years, another 10 minutes shouldn't hurt.
I'm still outside Hardcastle Cards. People are gathered and tension is high. Oh, it looks like Mark Hardcastle's car's leaving. I'll see if I can grab a word. Mark! Mark, any truth in the rumours of a sale? And the car speeds off into the distance. I've still got Danny with me. Danny, how do you feel when you see that?
It's a shame. The people in that car know exactly what's going to happen and they haven't told us. I feel sorry for people like me Nana, who's worked here for years and they just want to know what's what.
I think it's very clear that people here just want answers. We'll keep bringing you updates. Back to you, Sam.
Excuse me.
Just a second. Can I help you?
Yes. My name's Bev.
You? I'm sorry. No,
Please don't get in my... What the hell do you think you're doing?
5 minutes.
Get out of my car.
I want to apologise. I've been hassling you and you don't even know who I am. If nothing else, I want to explain.
I don't want to know.
I'm Sam's sister.
What?
I'm his sister. It's an awful mess.
Well, I didn't know he had a sister.
Why would you?
Well, we're friends.
But he might not tell you about his sister if she was in prison.
Go on.
The first thing you need to understand is that me and Sam were really close. We're very similar in lots of ways, both adrenaline junkies. We loved excitement right from being little kids and growing up, you know. Fast rides, horror films, nightlife. Sam got the dream job for that kind of personality. I sort of missed my footing. I took the wrong kind of risks.
What do you mean? Drugs?
Theft.
Okay.
Embezzlement.
Blimey.
I didn't even need the cash. I just did it for the thrill. I was bored. I mean, don't get me wrong, I treated myself. Who wouldn't? Only I got caught. Twice. Second offence carried a custodial sentence.
I see.
Sam forgave me the first time. He was really good. Helped me get my life back on track, get another job. Only... Well, before I did it again, I kind of ghosted him. I guess I couldn't do it while he was still in my life. I was on this path of self-destruction and Sam would have saved me. At that point, I didn't want saving. Do you understand?
Yeah, I think I do.
So I told him to get out of my life. I was pretty cruel.
How long ago was all this?
We hadn't spoken at all for about 4 years. When I was arrested the second time, he never contacted me. And I didn't try and contact him. I pushed him away. And I didn't deserve his support. Or his love.
That makes sense of how he's been behaving.
I'm sorry to drag you into this, but... Obviously, I don't have a private number for Sam. I've no idea where he lives now. And I don't think it'd be right to just turn up at his door. Going through the radio station seemed a less personal way to do it. Being in prison, it changes you, doesn't it? I did a lot of thinking, a lot of learning about myself, about what I'd done, why I'd done it. I'm trying to mend my life now, but somehow the first thing I've got to fix is my relationship with my brother. I know it can never be the same, but that's okay. Nothing stays the same anyway. I just want to heal that wound in both of us just a little bit. I know it would help me. And I think it's what he needs too.
I'll try to talk to him again.
I don't want to cause trouble between you two. He'd probably go mad if he knew we'd spoken like this.
He doesn't have to know. I'll just try to persuade him to call you.
Are you sure? I don't want to put it on you. Just wanted you to understand so you didn't think I was some kind of stalker.
Or ex-lover.
Is that what you thought?
I imagine that's more common than having a sister who's an ex-con.
I like you, Harry.
I'll see what I can do.
Tune in tomorrow for episode 4 of The Call.